I think a lot of times, I'm not saying they are manipulating you, but you are sort of embedded in a culture that, gosh, really wants to keep you, your senses in a constant state of high alert and receiving messages from them directing you economically. And there is no way
to be a leader in Americana, except for you guys.
There is no way to avoid that. And so, but there is. And it doesn't mean isolating yourself necessarily. It means flipping your logic a bit. It means putting on the live glasses. Boom, I'm listening to Hardy White and now everything in my whole worldview has changed. I wish that was the case. I wish I could snap us all out of whatever makes us comfortable with our cruelty. I don't know what that is. I see the way people are when they're loved or when they, you know, when they're embraced or whether they're relieved or whether they've been received grace. You know, people, a lot of times it's at a low point in their life when they're sick or they've been saved or anything. You've rescued them or helped them and they're vulnerable and they're completely at the mercy of someone else. Sometimes they will show gratitude. Sometimes they will give themselves over to that great love that has broken through into this world. And every time that great love breaks through into this world through an act of compassion, you can grab onto it. It's just like the subtle knife in those Golden Compass books. A beautiful act brings love into the world, brings that, and you can grab it and take it through that tear in the fabric and rest it into this world and say, we're bringing that love in here, and you can do it, and it comes with you. But a lot of times you let that tear heal up again, the love goes back into its world. And I say every time that you're shown that love, grab hold of it, bring it, wrap you around it, wrap it around you like a blanket and keep it with you to wrap around others. And you don't have to be a savior. You don't have to be a white knight to people. You just have to be someone who is surrounded, who has surrounded themselves with that love, who has accepted that compassion, who has accepted being loved and connected to that great spirit that's there, that we know that we crave. And when we see it in gentle people and others, you know, the gentle strong. As we see somebody like Mr. Rogers, he's caring about children. He is. How strong he is to appear so weak. And to let that go back in to the subtle world, I say grip it. Come on, I got my fingernails on it. Pull it in. Pull it back into this world and wrap ourselves around it like the wings of angels. Come on. Come on, apes. We can do this. Oh, I'm the king of the swingaroos, jungle VIP. Yeah, I reach the top and had to stop. Now stop, man. Oh, dub. I can't remember words. I'm glad, though. I don't want to sound like Louis Prima. That's sketchy. But I want to be a man, like Man Cub, and stroll right into town, I think. And I certainly would love, in the summer, to wear some kind of just thing. They aren't diapers, but, you know, like that. I don't know what you call that. I don't really have the body for it anymore, but, you know, it gets so warm. It'd be lovely just to have my little skivvies on. It's enough. I'm not scandalizing anybody, but I guess you're just like shorty shorts. That guy on Time Team used to wear the real short shorts. It was a little embarrassing, but he looked like he's comfortable, though. Oh, my goodness. Another visit together has gone by. And if you've got an hour commute, you're there. So I'm going to go in, but you got to listen to the next show's really good. So you can't got to promise not to turn off the WFMU, etc. So I'm so blessed that we're together. Thank you, Hardy. You're welcome. I know you're thanking me. I know you don't. It's so funny. Every time, no one has ever really accused me of being, even when I've self-praise or saying, like, I'm all right, no one has calls me on it and go, you're too full of yourself. I guess. It just helps not to be rich or famous. You know, and then people are like, all right, you're not getting away with anything. No, I'm not getting away with anything. But, you know, I highly recommend that you, too, do not become your worst enemy. It's just silly. And, you know, I don't want to feel despondent a lot of times. And if I have to praise myself or say, you're okay, or you're the best, or you're good at radio, then I'll have to say it to myself then. I'm not going to wait for other people to do it. They got problems. They're not sitting there waiting to, you know, and they may think it, but you know, no one's got time to wipe my, I wipe my own, I brush my own. So I hope y'all wiping and brushing regular, and that's all I ask. And you're beautiful, you're wonderful. Look at you. We're all gonna be old, hopefully. So keep going. Why not? Have some fun with it. I don't know. Smear something on the wall. You can break out. Break free in your mind. And I love you. Let other people know you love them. You are listening to WFMU East Orange. WMFU Mount Hope. 91.9 in Rockland County in New York City, New York. And online at WFMU.org worldwide. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for Bailey and Mahogany. That's like, it's like it's one word. Bless y'all.
Yeah, just for the outside. Yeah. Well, thank you.
Twins name was Ebony. Her name was Mahogany. 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 Twins name was Ebony.
Thank you. what you care for.
You don't get people no fun.
Good times on the farm, when everything goes wrong, what is greater than Mother Nature? So stick up for what you got, you know you worth the life.
Just be nice to me.
Don't you want
you was clever, you said you loved me, and your feelings were strong, but as the weeks went by, you didn't say it for long. I should have known the way you tried to lead me on, by asking your friend to make me play my song. Every day and every night I tried to figure you out, you were my sunshine, but in my mind there was doubt. If I only had known that you was just in heart, wake up, this romance only started because my face was on the paper. I really love you, I gave you all of my heart. You only stole it and broke it, and then you Relationship to come, we accepted in our heart that it would be. It's one, you would be by my side, cause you cut a great deal. If I cried, you would cry because your love is for real. But little did I know that you was lying and scheming. You were stressing all these words but had no true meaning. All you wanted from me was a chance to be another girlfriend star, a big celebrity. But here I sit alone, quiet and hurt, wiping tears from my eyes with the part of my shirt. Saying, why, oh why, did she break my heart? I thought we were so close, but yet we stand so apart. Because you said it was love. Make up your mind. Do you want him or do you want me?
Yo, John, man, I think she was front like a bunny looking for some easy money.
And now I can't forget. Girl, innocence to you. I know it's early, but I couldn't wait. You said 6 o'clock at the harbor rendezvous, but it's better being here, walking through the fog, thinking of you. I was so lost, my senses were less than here in the fall. It was your voice, your spirit, that led me to all the shore, away from artificial thoughts, artificial pleasures, and so much wasted time. I can finally feel my senses. No more menage a trois. Just need what you do. You're green. You are everything, everything. Yes, you are.
You're the queen.
You're the queen. That's what you ought to be.
Now she's the one
that I'm loving.
This girl belongs to me, you can't do nothing about it.
The way you treated me was so unfair. The way she treats me, I can tell the
love is there.
So leave her alone, cause I got you. This girl is history and
I'm gonna have to love you, baby. Now your best friend is my best.
My best friend,
after
girl.
All this time, I just don't understand,
oh,
baby, what to do?
Yeah, oh, baby.
Best friend, now your best friend is my girlfriend.
Baby, baby, baby,
after all this time, now she's your ex-friend. Baby, what to do?
Help me grow.
Now you're fussing, you wanna fight me. Slow it down a taste, don't take me lightly. This wasn't meant just to hurt you. This really was nothing about you. Two people building the wrong way.
Tell me who to say. I know it's hurting you that I'm loving her.
Your ex friend, your best friend,
my lover.
Baby, baby, your best friend, yeah. Is my best friend. After all this time, I just don't understand.
Yeah.
Baby, what to do?
Baby, what to do? Ooh,
my best friend.
Yeah.
Now your best friend, yeah. Is my girlfriend.
My girlfriend.
After all this time, yeah. Now she's your ex friend. Hey. Baby, what to do?
To the deli, work that bloody girl,
knowing I
Yeah. cage, trapped inside this hellscape maze. Desire pent up, creating empty space. Trapped in hellscape maze. Trapped in a hellscape maze.
feel the power. Ooh, baby, go deeper. I feel the fire. You got me flying. You got me flying.
Follow this sermon very closely, because there is power in a look.
Yes.
Now, we're going to bring it from the third chapter of Acts, from the first verse through the eighth verse.
Yes.
Now, Peter and John went up together into the temple at the ninth hour, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple.
Amen.
Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, ask an alms.
Well,
and Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, "Look on us."
Yes.
And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them.
Amen.
Then Peter said, "Silver and gold have I none, but of such as I have give I unto thee. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, rise up and walk."
Yes.
Amen. And he didn't take time to walk.
All right.
Amen. Amen stood there.
Yes.
Amen. And Peter and John said, "Look on us."
Yes.
Amen. Look on us.
Yes.
Amen. And as he looked on them, praise God, then he began to strengthen.
Yes.
Amen. Strengthen in his legs.
Yes.
Amen. He had never walked in his life.
Right.
Amen. But he began to strengthen in his limb.
Right.
Amen. And we thank the Lord for it.
Yes.
Amen. Because God is all right.
Yes.
Amen. He strengthened the young man's legs.
Yes.
Amen. We do bless the name of the Lord.
Yes.
Amen. And the young man not only was strengthening now, amen, but he went reaping and shouting. Amen. Praising God. Amen. As he entered into the temple. Amen. Everybody. Amen. Sit there looking at him. Amen. Wondering. Amen. Is this the same man? Amen. That said at the beautiful gate. Amen. I thank the Lord for it. Amen. Peter and John. Amen. Says silver and gold. Amen. Have I known. Amen. As such as I have. Amen. Give I unto thee. Amen. Rise and walk. Amen. And he looked on him. Amen. Expect a nickel or dime. Amen. But it didn't get one. Amen. He said, "Look on us." Amen. It's power and love. Thank the Lord for it. You can look on somebody. Amen. Tell whether they're mad or not. You can look on somebody. Tell whether they got hate or not. You can look on somebody. Tell whether they're happy or not. You can look on somebody. Tell whether they're sad or not. But I want you to know tonight, it's power to look. Power to look tonight. Power to hear to see. Power to raise the dead. Gets out to the ground. Oh, Lord, yeah. It's power and love. We thank the Lord for it. Yeah. Oh, Lord, yeah. I bless his name tonight. Yeah. It's power and love. Yeah. One Tuesday morning, yeah. I looked on the Lord, yeah. With all my heart, yeah. My mind and my soul. Yeah. That look that morning, yeah. Saved my soul.